Chris Smith comments. Thanks to Parramatta Isuzu Ute, Church Street, North Parramatta, for your new Isuzu test drive.
Are you behind the wheel right now? How much gas have you got in the tank? If you're running close to empty, you may want to fill up right now because fuel prices are about to go up big time. The temporary cut to the fuel excise will come to an end at 11:59 tonight. There you go. It's over. And higher prices are expected to flow through to Bowser's within a week. We've had a good run. The fuel excise cut was brought in by Josh Frydenberg back in March. Remember, Josh? It halved the tax from 44 cents a litre to just 22. A significant reduction. It shaved $15 to $20 off the price every time you filled up. But the relief will come to an end this week, tonight. Now, we probably won't see prices shoot up immediately, they say. It will take about a week. About 700 million litres of petrol is already in tanks at stations right across the country. So that's why it won't move just for now. That's been purchased at the discounted rate. So only once that's all gone will we see prices go up. But it won't take long. After that, you should expect to pay about $15 more each time you fill up a 60-litre tank with petrol. For those who fill up weekly, that equals about an extra $60 a month. Now, we know 2022 has been an expensive year. We're seeing extreme levels of inflation, rising interest rates, and severe mortgage stress as a result. So with all the cost of living struggles, you're probably wondering, why doesn't the federal government extend the fuel excise cut? Well, you're not alone. They should. There have been repeated calls for the government to keep it in place, but Anthony Albanese and his government have come back with the same answer each time, no. And yet what did they campaign on? Cost of living. We'll make it easier for you. Well, the Treasurer, Jim Chalmers, has blamed budgetary constraints. He says they can't afford to extend the cut. Mr. Chalmers says, we're under no illusions. This will be difficult for people. It is a difficult decision for us to take as well. Well, if you think that's difficult, Jim, imagine a family of four on a single income. You do the maths. Trying to make ends meet right now. They're already paying more for their mortgage. There's already pain at the grocery store. And now there's going to be more pain at the servo as well. This is one area where the federal government has the power to give Australians real relief. Extending the fuel excise cut is a case of yes or no. Now, of course, we understand it's not as simple as that in other sectors of the economy. The government can't control the rain, which causes flooding, which impacts farm production. The government can't control Vladimir Putin, who decides to invade Ukraine, causing a spike in global energy prices. But they could have controlled the tax on petrol. They could have extended the cut. And they could have brought a little bit of extra relief to a lot of Australians, very easily. But now it's too late. The tax will return in full at midnight tonight. And as one article in the Herald says today, fuel prices to skyrocket this week. And as we know, petrol prices have a knock-on effect in the economy. Businesses need to pass on the increased cost to customers, so fuel may not be the only cost we see go up in the coming weeks. As I said, if the needle is ticking towards empty, I'd reckon you better fill up about now. And then next week or the week after that, when you drive past the servo and see the new eye-watering prices, you know who to blame.